KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
0BWC, KEACYB.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAC, testing.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KADAC, Tango Papa Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is KADYS, Saginaw repeater.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Hey,
K-8-D-Y-S, K-8-D-R-B. You copy?
K-B-A-Z-R-B, K-A-D-Y-S. Oh, yeah, we got you.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
You're a little weak into the repeater. You might have to bump it up a little bit. Okay. I doubled the power there up to 10 watts. Is that any better? Oh yeah, that's better. I'm coming in through All-Star right now. That's why I'm full quiet. So, yeah, I just got done eating dinner and was watching some TV. And I was looking at the Shari deal. And it looks like you do have to buy a Pi or get a, you have to have a Pi to install it in that. So, but, yeah. We're just relaxing. It's cooling down, and it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, huh? Where are you, you're going up to Traverse City, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. I got two stops up there, and then over to Grand, so I can get Bobby her. Kettle chips. I told her that tonight. I said, I'm going up to a couple stops in Traverse City, and then I'm going over to Grand to go shopping for you. She said, what do you need? I said, I'm going to get you a bag of kettle chips.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, they never gave me any. I've only been there a couple times. I'm not allowed to go there, you know, so. I think I'm running up to the wineries again tomorrow. The Saginaw repeater's coming into my radio, but it's fading in and out. Right now it's clear, but it was just fading in and out, so I'm curious when the sun goes down what that does to the signal. What signal are you getting on that repeater?
It looks like full bars. Since the radio is new, I guess I haven't counted the bars. But it's going all the way across as far as I can tell. So, yeah, it's a very good repeater on my end.
That's cool. Yeah, you got a little bit of hiss in there, but you're coming in. You might bump your mic gain up a hair. It's sounding good though. Yeah. I'm sure you were looking at your antenna when you were pulling in today, huh?
Funny you say that. Yeah, I was. I'm guilty. Not only was I looking at it, pulling in, I went out and stood there and looked up at it. Yeah, she looks really good. You and Kyle did a fantastic job. And very grateful to both of you. Yeah, it looks like it'll do very well. And I need to advance into some other things. Should be hearing me maybe a little better. I upped the power another notch. I'm now at 30 watts. How do you copy?
Yeah, it's about as good as you can get. I mean, it's, I don't know how far you are away from it, but, oh yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, it's too cool. Well, this All-Star's nice because I'm just on an HT right now, just walking around. I was in the other room there, so I wasn't bothering anybody, but... Yeah, it's some fancy stuff they got going. I was reading their website down there, the Saginaw area. They've got a heck of a system going on. I didn't realize how elaborate it is. You know, I'm just not used to seeing all that kind of stuff up here in the desolate area. You know, there's just nothing up here, so... I'm just out of luck, but you guys got a bunch of stuff going on down there. Bunch of cool people doing some cool stuff for sure.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Saginaw, so, you know, it's, Saginaw's definitely cool. Yeah, I didn't talk on the Saginaw repeater that much when I first got my license. I did listen to the net at 7 o'clock on Sunday. That was fun. I didn't check in because I was kind of walking in and out of the room and doing some other things, you know, with this new station, getting everything set up, and I was mucking around with the coax, getting into the house, and most of the TV antenna that, you know, you put up on the tower there, you and Kyle. So, and I still have to do that. I had a long day. I drove, what, 425 miles in ASR on the route miles. I think it was a little more than that, actual. So, kind of whipped out tonight. I think I'm just going to kind of relaxed tonight. I want to watch some Monday Night Football, but I don't know if I'll be able to stay up for that. So, at least the Lions won yesterday. Although I hate to see Matthew Stafford lose, but if he loses, I want to be against the Lions. And we got a W in the win column, so, and that's good for the Lions. But, yeah, so are you going up to Omena tomorrow?
No. This is KADYS, by the way. I'm going to GFL with a truckload, and then I'm going up by Old Mission, and then I'll probably wait around a bit to see if there's anything else in Traverse, but all I'm scheduled for is back to Cadillac, so not a whole lot going on there. A little bit slow this week, I guess, but we'll drag our feet and maybe we can pick up a few. It kind of picks up during the early morning, 10, 11 o'clock, so I'll wait around until around then. And today I got a few on my way back out, so. But yeah, that's cool. The Lions won. I didn't stay up. I'm glad I didn't. I'm definitely not staying up late tonight. Yeah, I think the net on their website showing 9 o'clock on Monday, so it looks like they have a net. There's several different receive sites down there, and it looks like they got a net just about every day of the week on one of the repeaters. There's a few of them down there, so. But tonight at 9, so. I'll listen out for that, I guess. But yeah, Lions.
Repeater Saginaw.
Starting out pretty good. So that's cool. What time did the game get over last night? Like 11?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
You know, it went into overtime, this KBHCRB. And I wasn't paying attention to the time. My daughter was really getting into it this whole second half with me, and she was asking me all kinds of questions, and, you know, how many, you know, how far do they have, how many downs do they get, what's that yellow line, first down line, just all kinds of questions. I just loved it. It was great. That was the first time she watched the whole second half of a football game with me. Because I always ask both my daughters, you know, come and watch the football game with me. And she showed more interest in that last night than she ever has, and we had a really good time. And even though I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day, this morning, I just stuck with it and really had a good time with her. So, it was a lot of fun. And especially because the Lions won. We got a W for the first game of the season. So, that's good. I heard the news conference about Dan Campbell, the head coach, you know, talking about, you know, we just kept getting up. Don't let him knock us down. I think he's the best coach that they've ever had. I think the Lions have a really good shot at winning the Super Bowl this year. And as a Lions fan, as most of us are, probably all of us that are listening, it's been hard to think that, but we got a good chance. And hopefully, without a lot of injuries, we can achieve that. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's good that you get to spend like that. Yeah, I've never been a big football fan. I mean, I watch some of it, but when you get to the exciting games, when it gets down to the wire, that's when I start getting into it. I don't really watch a whole lot of anything sport related, but it doesn't mean I don't like it. Just got a lot of other stuff going on. But in the wintertime, you know, it's nice to be sitting by the fire and at gas. Yeah, I got to get up early, too, and get some stuff done here. I don't think I have... they usually start me at 7, so, but I usually like to get there earlier anyway so I can get everything ready. But they've been loading my trailer better, so that's good. I haven't had any issues there lately, so... But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm already ready for the week to be over with, for sure.
You're already there. It's only Monday. Hey, I'm with you. Yeah, the older I get, the less I want to work, but I want more money. So, yeah, it's going to be a quick week, the next couple weeks, because I got meetings going on Saturday at my house with insurance guys, and then, or insurance guy, And then you got the truck show, which I wish I could go to this year, but just the way the timing was, I had to get it scheduled, you know, for this weekend, so I can't go to the truck show, which I haven't been to since, I think it was 2019 or maybe 2020. But it was during the pandemic, or when it was just started, and I think it was 2020. I don't remember if they had it that year or not, if it was called off because of the pandemic. So it was either 19 or 20. But, yeah, I'm very happy that you're able to go up there and enjoy that. That's a pretty cool time. And, you know, I've got videos from the year I was up there. I've got probably 50 videos of the trucks going by, the work truck show, you know. And, of course, you know, our owner always somehow, in his expertise, was able to get our trucks, the first three, in the parade. And that was really cool. So, yeah, that's going to be a good time because I know you're going up there. And I hope you have a great time with you and the wife and the daughter, and just really enjoy it. 58 CRB. Oh yeah, it'll be fun. I've been up there a few times. We're going to go do some other stuff too. That boat cruise in the Straits will be sweet. Hopefully that works out good. Yeah, the way they get first run at the parade and they win is big money. They put down the money. I think it goes to the, a lot of it, it's like a donation thing. I believe it goes to the local area, I'm assuming, but well, last year they just had one truck up there, but whoever puts down the money, I guess, gets the first prize, I believe, is how it works. That's what I was told anyway. I don't know 100%, but I'm sure it has something to do with that. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going up there listening. There's probably a few anyway, so that's cool anyway, but yeah, there was something else I was going to say too, but it kind of got lost in there somewhere. But yeah, I sent you a voice clip of how you sound there. It's pretty decent, so that's wonderful too. And I'm sure you got the bug now, so it'll be. Oh, I was gonna ask you, are you still getting that popping and zapping noise when I'm coming in? Even though it's a full scale and full quiet, is there still a little bit of buzzing in there, a little bit every once in a while?
Not on this frequency, Ryan. It's full quieting, there's no RFI at all. You sound very clear.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I've been trying to wait a couple seconds after each train. I don't know how long the hang time is. I haven't been listening through RF. I'm coming through the internet. I can't hit this repeater at 40 feet. I think my tower inside here for my 2 meters is about 40 feet to the bottom of the antenna. Now, if I go outside and get in the shop, and that one I can probably get in. After I fix it and get it back up, I'm going to get some hard line on there, and I'm going to do it right like we did yours. I'm going to do everything as good as I can get it,
And I do have some trees I'm going to have to mow down back here because they're starting to grow. I was back there looking, and the tree limbs are, the maple trees are fanning out, and they're starting to take over. So I'm going to have to hack some of that down somehow, whether I hire somebody. My cousin does that. Either he's going to come over or I'm going to do it. Somebody's got to get some of those trees out back cut down because they're starting to hang over my shop and everything. So, all right, well, I'm going to be clear on your final here for now, and I'm going to sit back and relax and listen for a bit and watch some TV. So it was definitely good hearing you on the air again. So, car just went by. It sounded like they shot a gun or something. All right. I will, I'll listen out for your last one there, and have a good evening. We'll catch you tomorrow. KBZRV, KDYS, be clear. Okay, Ryan, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm about ready to call him tonight because we both have an early start. So, yeah, you're sounding really good on here. And appreciate the comeback on there. Yeah, I'll be up starting about 6 o'clock. So, we'll talk to you. Just, I know you start a little bit later, but give me a call if you want. So, I'll be clear with you, and hook up with you tomorrow. So, KEYS, KBVRV, we'll be clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow ham, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now. Again, do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations? Call net control now. Okay, I'll take Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net, call now. Okay, we'll go ahead and take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
Yes, sir. Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Says? What, Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob B. Street, no traffic, Ron.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
KD8PAZ, Minnie, Burt, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have. I have WADW, KC8SDL, NAKPR, NADUI, KD8MMH, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, I picked up Rick. Any others for the net? All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome everyone to the Monday Night Savara Net. Hope everyone had a good week last week and a good weekend. Weather was decent all weekend. We've got some chilly days in there and some windy days on Saturday. But we're back to summer coming up this weekend. I guess toward the end of the week, back up toward 90s in some areas. So had a little brief taste of fall and back to summer. And my trees are starting to drop a few leaves. I got some in the driveway and in the lawn on my tree out front. So we know fall is starting to come, and also seeing a few trees starting to turn colors already. So it's going to come one way or the other. All right, first up on the list tonight, we have WADW, standby KC8, SDL. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KC8YVF, WADW. Yeah, a little sort of a busy weekend. Meeting on Friday, club breakfast on Saturday. I got back from the club breakfast and I proceeded to take and redo my mailbox. I took it out and took the one that they had really messed up bad and took that out and redid the mailbox, rebuilt the pole and everything, and I did that, got that done. So that's all set. It was cool enough where it wasn't too bad out there to do that, so that's the reason I decided to do it on Saturday. On Sunday, I started out by pulling a couple of wheels off the trailer, repacking the bearings on one side, and I finished that up today, and I got that done today. And looked at the weather. As you say, the weather's supposed to be nice, so we're actually heading up camping this weekend, going to Roger City for the weekend. And we've got appointments first of the week next week, so we'll be back early for that. But decided to take advantage of the nicer weather. This is only September, so we got another 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks to camp. The only bad thing is it starts getting cooler. Trailer's pretty well insulated in that, and last year we actually went quite late up to Tawas. Tawas, though, is closed this year, so there will be no Tawas, but I remember last year it got up in the upper 40s during the day, and it was quite a bit cooler tonight, but didn't have a problem with that. Sort of test the how nice the trailer was in the cooler weather. And so we're still planning on doing that. Anyway, that's about all I got right now. So we'll just turn it back to you there, Ron, and we'll be here for 73 rounds. KCA-YVF, W8DW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, there will be a few more weeks yet, that's for sure. And the fall camping, I know a lot of the campsites go into the end of October. So they do a variety of different things there in the cooler weather. And yeah, as long as you got a hard-sided camper with a heater in it of some kind, you're pretty much all set. Once the weather starts getting too cool, like I said with my pop-up, the canvas doesn't hold the heat very well. So we've got a heater in it, but if it's something I don't run all night long, it would get way too hot in it. And so it's kind of like you get to a point where you get it nice and toasty, and you snuggle in your blankets or in that and ride it out for the night and then turn it on in the morning. So that's about all you can do there. But, yep, I didn't even make it out this year. We're looking, got to start looking for a new place. See if the place that we had out in Freeland is still available at a rate that's somewhat what it was last year. That was reasonable. My son-in-law and I split a 10x40 unit, was able to get my pop-up and his boat in there. So if we can do that again, fine. If it's a much more than what we paid last year, we'll have to look at something else. All right. Next up on the list, KC8SDL, standby NEKPR. Good evening, Rob.
And yourself, sir, Mr. Dave. KC8YVF in the group, Kilo Charlie, Sir Duffia. Rob, tongue-tied here, Rob in Bay City. Okay, thanks for that for shooting the judgment. You like the engines? Yes, the Octagon barn went really well. Went really well. Got over there with KE8EAJ Friday afternoon, got set up. Place was already full of people. And got all squared away, got set up and everything. But the neat thing is, my friends that live in Carroll, that I do the engine show with over there, said, Robbie, you're not going to stay in that Hall Hilton. You're going to stay in our home. So they come got me after Ray got the trailers secured and set up, and he went home, and my friend Raylene and Dale came over, picked me up. It was a shortcut to get from Gagetown to Carroll. Saves a lot of time. So, yes, sir, I woke up that night. Come out of a hide of bed, warm, walked to my sock feet, to the restroom in the house, did the do, come back, crawl back in bed, and fall back asleep, because what this weekend here, not so warm, Ron, 38 degrees Saturday night, so that was pretty chilly, so no Rob up to 10 at home. So, other than that, doing fine. Like I said, playing a little rail, I'm kind of multitasking. I got 7255 on the gainer that, which is kind of the heads on the my Kenwood TS-830 doing a great job. They have that net on HF at night in the summertime, and in the wintertime they take it off there. That's the same frequency as e-cars, so it's pretty cool net. I just worked a guy in New York with net control, and a guy in Ohio for net control, and the main net control is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, so the old Ken was doing a great job. Hey, I got a few more things to talk about on the 7-3 round, so I hand it back to you. Doing a great job. Rob here, Kilowatt 08, here, Doug Lima. I'll hand it back to you, truly. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob. I'm glad you had a good time. Like I said yesterday's net at the Octagon Bomb. I got your videos and that today. That's pretty cool. So that's really something neat to do. All right, next up on the list, I've got NAKPR and standby NADUI. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else on the net. Glad your show went well, Rob, and you didn't have to sleep out in the cold. But what's happening around here? Well, we're going camping this weekend again. We stayed home for the Auto Fest. That's always a good time. And walked the streets Friday night. Got home before it started raining. And went back out Saturday, well, actually went out there Friday morning, then come back in the afternoon, then went for the evening, went out for that, and then Saturday morning and part of the afternoon went out for that, and my brother-in-law has his car in there, a 70 Nova, and some other friends of ours had cars, so just kind of hung around with them guys and walked around, looked at everything. It always fascinates me, some of the, especially the rat rides, them guys, the stuff they come up with, it's amazing. And what else? So finally got my GMRS radio figured out after translating the Chinglish into English. Got that figured out and working. So I was happy with that. So I figured out my All-Star. It's still on the back burner there trying to figure that one out. And what else is going on here? Oh, I got up and had the driveway replaced. Had the asphalt tore out, cement put in, so I've been working on the edges of the driveway, you know, getting ready for the plant grass. Then the way the weather forecast looks, it's not going to rain for the next 10 days, so I don't know whether I should, I don't know if I'm going to plant grass or not, just wait till we start getting some rain and then plant it, because I don't want to pump the, have to water it every day, and then there's going to be several days I'm not going to be home because we'll be camping this weekend, so, we'll see what happens. Haven't decided yet. So, that's it for this round. Back to my control. This is NAQPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, if you got a plant grass, you got to stay home once in a while. You got to water it because Mother Nature's not going to do it this time of the year. Yeah, we're going to have that done. We had our tree stumps taken out on the side of the house, and we've got a company coming in to take out all of the dirt and mess that the when they grind the stumps make. There's big piles of wood chips and dirt and all that, so they're going to come take all of that out, and they're going to dig down about 6 inches and then put in all new fresh dirt, and they'll hydro-seed it, so I will have to water it since Mother Nature isn't to have to water it every night and keep it during the day wet as much as I can. So get that taken care of. The one good part about it is I don't have the two trees on the side of the house that created the majority of my leaves, so I only have one leaf-bearing tree on the property. Right now, that's in the front yard. So those are bigger leaves. Those are a little easier to keep up with and to do, and so that will be good. Bad part, I lost my shade on the west side of the house, but good point, bad point. I don't have to deal with that with the leaves. And my sewer line runs down that side of the house, and the trees were getting, the roots were getting in the line on a regular basis, so every few years I had to have a line cleared out. So this will hopefully eliminate that problem and be, make it a lot easier. All right, this is KT8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll continue on our list here with NADUI, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is NAEY. Good evening, everyone. And I'm sure everybody's doing well tonight, hopefully. Kind of a busy weekend. Saturday evening, my wife and I met up with my brother and his wife. They came into town from the Thumb area, so we had dinner Saturday evening, had a good dinner and conversation, and I took it easy yesterday. It was on a, I operated a contest off and on yesterday afternoon. It was kind of slow. It was an 80-meter contest. I only got about 11 contacts, mainly, West Virginia, Florida, South Carolina, mostly the Midwest and South, PSK 31's digital contest. And like I said, it was kind of slow, and the band died out. I was going to try to get on after I got back from eating Saturday evening, and the band was dead, so I tried getting on yesterday afternoon, and it was dead too. So basically, most of the contacts I made were just early Saturday afternoon, about 2 or 3 o'clock, and that was it for the evening for me, because we got kind of busy. So, but today I cut the grass, and let me break here real quick. I got tall fescue and mixed through tall fescue and fine fescue and Kentucky bluegrass and ryegrass. And when we don't get much rain, the tall fescue grows pretty good. The rest of the grass is pretty short, so basically I only got about 2 bags of grass, and I haven't cut my grass in about a week and a half. And like I said, it looks when the tall fescue grows, it just the yard looks like it's unkempt. It looks messy, you know, because the fescue is about 4 inches tall, and the rest of it's only about 1.5 to 2 inches tall, and it just looks like it's unkempt. So I just basically cut the grass just to level it off, so it looks halfway decent. And we're not going to supposed to get any rain for a while, so it'll probably be the same thing in about a week. It'll be looking unkempt, and I'll have to get back at it by the end of the week. But like I said, I only got about 2 bags of clippings, which is low, because I usually get about 4 bags. But keep it as way it is. And, of course, there's the weeds that grow because of the lack of rain. We get the weeds want to grow up to between the expansion joints and the driveway, so I got to go out there and spray weed killer on that, kill the weeds there, and that keeps me busy. And we put a new tree in last autumn, and so I've been watering it every few days, so it starts to it's a pretty healthy looking tree, but I just don't want it to be damaged from this lack of rain, so we just water it every few days. So, but that's about it for me.
About it for me for now. I'll pitch you on the 73 round and we'll talk some more. Until then, this is an EY. All right, Tom. Yeah, I haven't cut the lawn in about 2 weeks here, but mine's kind of like yours. There's a little spot that grows and another spot that doesn't, so it's just kind of high and low a little bit, so it's really not much to cut other than to take off the tops of the the few spots that did grow, and whatever weeds are in the lawn, those always grow no matter how much water is out there. So, might get to that tomorrow. I looked at it tonight. I'd do some running and get down here for the net by the time I got my shopping done, and then came home, ate dinner, and then it was a little almost 8 o'clock, so came down to start a few things down here. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on with KD8MMH and stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8MMH. Good evening to you and everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone that came out for our club meeting last Friday night. Had a good meeting. Was very enjoyable seeing all of the interesting items that people brought for show and tell for the old vintage equipment show and tell. Other than that, and then Saturday morning, good turnout at the club breakfast also out at Levi's. Had a good time there, so thanks everyone for coming out for that also. I've just kind of been working on the camper. Haven't had it out yet this year, so then this Saturday I unwinterized it and flushed out the water tank and sanitized that and everything and got it ready for Halloween camping here in a couple weeks. So other than that, I think this will be my only go around to Ron, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron. This is KD8MMH. Back to Net Control.
All right, Mike. Yeah, we had a good time on Friday night, and some of these stories that we had of the different items that people brought were pretty good. And I'm sitting here as I'm talking. I have a spider that let its way down from the basement ceiling. So I just picked up his web and took him down to the ground so he doesn't come down on me someplace. So just a little bitty tiny one. I let those live. If they're big fuzzy hairy ones, my rule is if I see them, they're gone. But in this case, the little ones, those are okay. But yeah, good turnout Saturday for breakfast. We had 8 of us there, and so that was good. Next month for the club meeting, we're going to do new and cool gadgets. So if you have a cool gadget or a new thing that you've got that you want to show off, Please bring it with you. I have a Word document with a bunch of links to online sites, some of the things I've purchased, so I will bring what I have, and other things I will just put it up on the TV and look at some of the cool different gadgets that I found online. A lot of the YouTubers will review items and that, and not all of them appeal to me, and some of them do, and it's kind of like, I kind of picked up a few of these that I can use around the shack and around the house, actually. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8TAZ, Minnie, stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8TAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good one going here. Enjoyed Friday night for as long as I was there. But like I say, with the nights getting shorter and that, I had a heck of a time. My eyes were burning by the time I got home Friday night. So I won't be back to the meetings now. I'm not probably until March. So, but I did enjoy the breakfast on Saturday. I will be attending those. So other than that, I'm not doing too much. I did go to Sam's Club today and spent over $100 on stuff I needed. So other than that, just enjoying this nice weather there. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yes, Minnie, I've noticed myself at night the glare from the headlights get a little bit more starry. They're not as clear as they used to be, so it's a little tougher for me as well. So all of us are going to get to that point that the nighttime driving is not the most favorite. So to try and get in the house and settled before that sun goes down, and it's going to get shorter every day, that's for sure. All right, KC8VOA, and just for Mike and Rick, I had about a 40-minute conversation with Jack up in Midland, and he has been doing 3D printing for quite some time, he said, and he wanted, Mike had talked to him, and I was going to go up and talk to him at a club meeting, but I had my surgery on Thursday, so couldn't make it up there. So he sent me a text, and I called him, and we talked for a little bit, so he was deciding on a new printer. Between the Prusa Model 4, whatever the Model 4 is, or the Bamboo Labs one. And I got a text from him tonight, and he said he ordered the Bamboo Labs PS1, the one that I have with the AMS, the four-color unit. And he said hopefully it'll be in about a week or so. So for me, I went down to Micro Center and picked it up. I didn't trust UPS or FedEx or whatever delivering it and bouncing it and banging it around. Although it was very well packed, I don't think it'd be a problem, but I wanted to go down anyhow. So I think I kind of talked him into it. Him and I had a good conversation, and I think at some point here we're going to do either Friday or Saturday. I think it's Saturday. We're going to do a 3D printing class. Jack has been doing it for a while, and he's going to talk about some of the basics. He had a presentation. He said he would send it to me. We could do that. And also to do the CAD drawing. He does a lot on Tinkercad. He says that, let me break for a second. He says that he can turn out a project box in about 3 or 4 minutes. So about whatever he needs to print a box for, he can get on there and design one out. So he said he'd be glad to show me and do a little talk on that too. So maybe we can convince him on a Saturday to get a few people together sometime and kind of do that. He said he could bring a printer along and show some of the basics and that. So it's something good for people who are interested in it. And I know there's several people, Rick and Clayton and Fred and that are have got printers already. So Rick, you're up next. KC8VOA, go right ahead.
Good evening, Ron, everybody on the net tonight. Ron, I think you steered them in the right direction. I think the Bamboo Labs has got a very nice printer there. And the MK4, I've got that one, and it's not as nice as the Bamboo Labs. Doesn't have as much stuff on it and so forth. And having a printer that's enclosed, I think, is a big plus. That's quite a bit more money to enclose the Prusa Mark IV. for myself, I've been working on the travel trailer quite a bit the last 3 days here. I've been partnering around on it, doing this or that. Yesterday I adjusted the slides, and then today I ended up caulking some windows. So it's been keeping me busy. And that's about it. The neighbor's working on a mower. He just stopped in the house here, and I got to go across the road and see what he's got going on. And so with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, and I'm one and done tonight. 73, everybody. KCAVOA.
All right, Rick, thanks for joining us tonight, and I've been doing your work and projects and that. Yeah, for me, like I said, Thursday I had my oral surgery. Did not do well as I normally don't with the anesthesia. It took me quite a long time to come out of it. I was pretty much down with what I'll call the worst hangover I've had in 20 years. Nausea and upset stomach and dizzy and headache, and that lasted pretty much all of Friday. I did make it to the club meeting and breakfast. Once I got from the back breakfast, I was back home laying in bed again. So it's a rough week. I'm still not quite out of it. Usually it takes me probably 5 to 7 days to kind of get over it. So still working through that. For me, it's we did finish the floors. The floors are completely done now. The weekend project was painting. So wife was able Saturday. What we did get done was get things prepped and taped off and ready to go. Wife filled holes and then sanded and got that done. Sunday, she got her two coats of primer up down the hallway in the living room, so that's done. And today she got the two coats of top coat paint. So that is done. Tomorrow, she said, she'll start the work at putting her pictures up. She wanted all the holes filled because she was going to move some things, so that's what she's going to work on tomorrow, is getting all the pictures and other things up. Molding is all down in the basement. We're going to have to clean. We're going to have to touch up. We might have to replace the baseboard molding, and we're also going to put quarter rounds on it because some of the hardwood floor didn't go all the way to the wall. There's enough of a gap that the regular baseboard doesn't quite cover. So we're going to look at that and decide whether we're going to get the pre-finish, which will pretty much match what we got. I think we'll probably do that for the additional cost and save us a lot of time of staining and varnishing and doing that, so we can get that room done. In the interim, I'm in the process of building a new workbench, basically, for the printer. I had just a little regular printer stand that you'd put a laser printer or a, you know, inkjet printer or something on. And a matter of fact, it was the stand that we took out of St. Mary's. It was the little roll-around cart that we had the radio station on at St. Mary's. Been sitting in my enclosed trailer since we took the station out. So I was using that, but the movement of the printer and that printer stand isn't quite up to that task. So I'm working on a new stand, be a 4-foot by 2-foot with a bottom shelf that I can put the filament and other things on. I'm going to print some drawers to go underneath it so that I can put some small items. I got the stuff in the filament in the dryer to get it dried overnight here so I can get some PETG a little thicker and heavier stuff that we'll put up with the drawer being pulled in and out. So that will be ready to go by tomorrow, and I'll be able to do some printing with that to print out some drawers. So that was the part there. And the one odd thing, I bought some pre-finished 2x4-foot panels that have a coating on each side, basically. One looks like antique type of wood, white wood, that I'm going to use. And they make molding or trim that goes around the edge. It's just particle board. So to finish off the edge, they make a white trim, and it's glued back. So you just take an old iron, and you iron it onto the wood, and it sticks to the wood. And I've used this on furniture and a variety of things over the years. And Menards had it, but they only carried it. I asked a guy. We found it. They only carried it in 8-foot pieces
for $14.95 for 14 or for 8 feet. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I would need at least three of those to do my project. And so, you know, it would cost of $45. So I happened to look online, and Home Depot had it. They had 250-foot roll for tax, shipping, the whole bit, $25. So 10 cents a foot compared to like $1.80-something a foot. So if I would have bought the equivalent from Menards, it would have cost me $468 plus tax for that 258 and 250 feet. So I kind of got to watch what's out there. I almost want to go back up and show them the roll and say, really? Drastically overpriced. That package shouldn't have cost much over 80 cents to a dollar, not 15. So, all right, we're going to go back up to the list here in a moment. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, we're going to go back to the top with WADW. Stand by, KC8SDL. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. You don't have a whole lot here. Yeah, our trailer is really well insulated. They call it this Arctic insulation, so I don't know. But we've never had a problem with the cold, and it's got a fireplace, so you don't have to use the propane gas the whole time. So it's gonna be probably a little chilly right at night, but during the daytime, I sort of like it like that. They say it's probably up at Roger City. It's probably going to be in the mid 70s. And probably in the 40s at night. You know, that's what it's been on the chillier side of night. So, good time to. It was sort of funny. Last time we were up to Harrisville, and it was 90 degrees. And at night, it was still 70 or 75 or 80 degrees. And you look, and everybody's got campfires going. And I don't do campfires when it's warm. So I love it when it's you get in the. In the 40s and the 50s, you make a campfire and you sit around a campfire and you have a couple drinks and that and have a good time. So that's the plans for this weekend anyways. That's Chase Hall. Catch everyone down the log. KC8YVF, WADW.
Yeah, when it's 80, 90 degrees out camping, yeah, the campfire just kind of doesn't have the same appeal, does it? So it's nice, cool evenings when you cuddle up around those things and enjoy those, that's for sure. Next up on the list, KC8SDL and standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Rob.
Hey, very good. Good evening again to you. Wrong yourself. KC8YVF in the group, you Charlie H. Yeah, the other announcement I'm going to do is I'm going to be talking to Shannon of the River of Time people tomorrow. She's going to give me a call. And Rob will be able to set up his engines at the Johnson's Pumpkin Farm. Matter of fact, I set up right across from NAERL in the dog tag making machine. And Mike was there, and that was pretty cool. I got to see both of them guys. And looking forward to that. I'll know tomorrow what my ranges are. That's coming up quick. The weekend of the 21st, that's a couple weeks from now. Other than that, your vintage equipment thing, I would have been right up my alley there. If you know what I would have brought, Ron, I would have towed that Swan 500. Boy, you need a semi-truck to haul it, but hey, I would be pretty cool. I'll tell you one thing. Next year, I'm going to try to get a way to get over to your meetings. I'm anxiously waiting to participate in your meetings, but when you have the antique equipment section of the meeting, I'd like that very much, yeah. Because my $10 Swan, I look at it here, Ron, and yeah, I thought, boy, that's the best $10 I ever spent. And thanks to the Savaranet for making this radio possible to me. And NAERL was one that, you know, paid for it. And, of course, I paid him back. But, Ron, I appreciate that very much. So, yeah, I know. One day I'll buy a new radio, but who knows. Hey, the Kenwood works, the Swan works, and even that East Kid Hot Water 101 works. Okay, Ron 73, I'm glad you enjoyed the videos we sent you, and we'll talk to you next week, and then we'll go from there. KCAYVF in the group. See you, Charlie, Sears, Australia. Sounds is fine, good night.
All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining tonight, and we'll, like I said, see you next week. Next up on the list, NAKPI, standby NADUI. Good evening again, Bob.
Okie dokie. Question for you, Ron. Probably a couple of them, actually. When I renewed my license this year, along with, then I also got my DMRS license. But I was traveling, I was gone a lot, and I had received, there was a link that they send you in your email to get your license. And, well, I didn't get to it, and when I finally did, it says it was expired, so I couldn't use it no more. So I was looking through the through the website, and I found my license, but it's really, it's nothing like the original, the ones they used to send out. You know, it says, like, what, I got my old one here. It says United States of America Federal Communications Commission's Amateur Radio License. And it's got your name, your address, and then, you know, all the other necessities, you know, the issue date, the expiration date, your FRN number, all that good stuff. But, and your operator privileges are. And on the one I found, the only one I could find on there was a had my call sign, my name, my FRN number, radio service, status as active, and expiration date. Now, I don't know if that's the right one or not, but that's the only one I could find to print. Same way with the GMRS license. That's one question. The other question is my hand clock. Tells me I have an update, but it does not want to update. I've tried it half a dozen times, and it'll sit there for like maybe a minute, minute and a half, and then it just kind of like times out. It won't update, so I don't know what's going on there either. And see what else here. Let me buy a second. And on the GMRS license. I was like I said, I figured it out. I was on the, I believe it's the Mayville repeater. But what surprised me, I was talking to people in Mount Clemens, Michigan, which is down by Detroit. So I was pretty impressed with that. To me, that was pretty impressive. And do I have anything else? No, that's about it, I guess. But if you have an answer for me, give it to me. You know, as far as the my license goes, and the hand clock, you know, that may be an issue on my end. I don't know, but maybe you can fill me in. So thanks for doing that, Ron. Sunday, Tuesday, everybody. Have a great night. And back to you, Ron. Back to the control. This is NAKTR.
Okay, Bob. Three things that we'll answer those. The GMRS repeaters are linked together in Michigan. So you will have, there's a Mount Clemens, there's a Detroit, there's a Flint, there's a Saginaw, there's a Bay City, there's a Sheboygan that I know about. Legally, they cannot be linked together. GMRS repeaters are designed to be standalone systems that you can purchase off the shelf and use, like at a deer camp or out at a lake or a hunting, a campsite or whatever. So legal information from the FCC has been clarified, even though the online wording is terrible, to say the least. GMRS repeaters are not designed, they are not ham radio devices, they cannot be modified. So at some point, the Central Michigan emergency network is going to get the information to cease and desist and have to disconnect those. So it would be a Saginaw asset and everybody, the ones that they put up, because they are, by FCC regulations, cannot be linked. But that's why you were getting Mount Clemens in that. When you key up right now, you're keying up like 6 or 8 repeaters on the east side of the state from Mount Clemens, Detroit, all the way up to Sheboygan. So that's what you've got there. Let me break. On the ham clock, the best thing to do, turn it off. Leave it off for about a couple of minutes or so, turn it back on. Let it reconnect to the internet so that it can get a fresh internet connection. And then try to do, see if it finds it and do that, it should try to do the update on its own. If it's been left on for a while, it may not have an active IP address. So if something worked, the rule of thumb with computers, if it worked yesterday and don't work today, shut it off. So power it down, leave it off for a few minutes, power it back up, and in most cases, just that solves a majority of computer issues. For the license, you will get a license that looks just like your old license. It will say either a reference copy or an official copy that will have a watermark. It'll say reference or official across it, but it'll have all of your information just like your printed one that you had before. So it will have your official license. It'll also have at the bottom a license for your wallet that you can cut it off at the dotted line and fold it and put it, you know, laminate it or whatever and put it in your wallet. When you bring up your FCC page and you log into your page and your FRN number, it will show the two different licenses that you have, your GMRS and your ham radio license. Click on your ham radio call sign. That will bring up your information, and on there is a link to allow you to print your license. So if you're not logged in, you're going to get something that says reference copy. If you are logged in, you will get something watermarked that says across it, official copy. And that's all you get now. There is no fancy printed out whatever. It's a piece of paper from your printer in black and white, and that's all of you get. That went away a number of years ago, and now it's just all online. So hopefully that answers your question on that, to be able to do all of that as well. All right, next up on the list, NADUI, then we'll do a break. Go right ahead, Tom.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, back. This is NADUI. Thanks, Ron. Just a few things. Just thought of, I got a... Just remembered tomorrow, on the honeydew list, I have to install a new dryer vent. A dryer vent, the louvers, one of the louvers doesn't close when the dryer stops operating, and it opens up a little bit, so in the wintertime, cold air will be, if I don't get that fixed tomorrow or soon, before it gets cold, the cold air will come through the vent into the basement where the dryer sits. And also, too, and right now, I don't want any bugs crawling in, ants and things like that. So I'm going to replace that tomorrow. I got to get some caulk over at Menards. But I got all the tools and the dryer vent and everything, clamps and everything. And get that taken care of tomorrow. It'll be one less thing on the honeydew list. And we may go camping later this month, in a couple of weeks. No place far away. We're just going to go over to Yogi Bear over at Frankenwood, and we might have our granddaughter stay with us, and then we can just kind of walk around and enjoy the sights over Frankenwood. And also, it's a full hookup campsite, so I can take advantage of the water and clean all of my tanks and everything before I winterize the camper, put it away for the winter. So, and maybe putting a couple of pork butts on the smoker tomorrow. Smoke all night. I get low on pulled pork, so I want to make sure it's stocked up so we can back to sea limit 1 pound packages and then take them out of the freezer, thaw them out as we want to throughout the winter, and you know, we get a hankering for pulled pork. So I'll be doing that tomorrow evening. And one other thing, I'm going to ask for some help if I can get somebody, maybe three or four people. I want to lower my tower. It's a 40-foot tower. If anybody's ever driven by my house, it's not a real big tower, but I just want to fold it over and just check the fasteners. And I put it up 10 years ago, 2014, I put it up. Let me break it real quick. I put it up 2014, September actually, yes, 10 years ago this month, and I just want to get it down and just check the fasteners and make sure they're all nice and stitched down. And also I got to reorient my the beam. It's the lock nut that locks the antenna, the beam to the rotator slipped. So I got a reorient the beam towards true north. Right now it's pointing southeast, so it's way, way off. So I just want to get it down, tighten the fasteners, and reorient it towards the true north and then put it back up. So if I get maybe three, four people to help me, maybe some pizza involved in the job too. So I'm just going to wait and see if I get any takers, and like I say, I'd like to get it done before it gets too cold. So anyways, that's it for me on this end. That's it. I'm going to say goodnight, 73 to everyone, and hope everybody has a good week. It's supposed to get a little warmer this week, so everybody just look for someplace cool and shady. So until then, this is NEUI. Say goodnight.
All right, Tom. Yeah, trying to do those projects, that takes a little bit of work. I've had my tower, but it's been sitting in the backyard in storage since I got it. It's just never been able to get it up. I've got everything to go to get it up, but one of these years I'll get a chance to dig a hole and get the base set and get it up. And the same thing, mine's going to be a one that I can lower over. I will have a winch system on it, so I will not need to have really help on it. Other than to put a ladder out in the backyard, a 6-foot ladder, lower it down so it sits on the ladder, and then be able to do everything from, you know, 4 or 5 feet in the air and not have to do it, and then winch it back up to the vertical position and lock it in place. So that's the idea here, because I don't want to be climbing towers or anything like that. It's got to be just done from ground level when I get to that point. And same thing for me. I'm going to need a couple of people to help me out. I got to get down to 911 before the SET coming up in October. So we need to put an antenna back up and fix the HF antenna. And thanks to Rick, KC8VOA, for giving me some of the stainless steel zip ties. We're going to give that a try to see if that puts that antenna back. And then, Tom, I will get with you to get one of the 10-foot hard thick wall masts that we had at the Red Cross, and take out the two little cheap masts that came from Menards to get it up there. So it's only up 8 feet right now. We'll get the 10-foot up there, get a little higher, and get a much better mast up there, and hopefully we don't have to mess with it again with the stainless steel zip ties to get it back together. This is KC8YVO for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, last up on the list, we go to KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Oh, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. You guys are really busy on your antennas and that. I guess I should check mine out, but I'd have to have help on that myself. I cannot climb it, so, and it's too hard to bring down, so I'd have to have 4 or 5 people to do that. So anyway, other than that, everything's working okay right now anyway. So this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Oh yes, Manny, now is the time to get those antennas checked and make sure that everything's working.
Nothing's worse than middle of the winter on the coldest day, something comes down. That's the way it always goes, and then you're trying to figure out how to get it back up and trying to work around it. Yeah, my HF antenna is pretty easy, at least at both ends. I can get to those somewhat relatively easy. The center post is up on a mast up on the top of the house, so middle of winter, if there's snow up there, it's going to be down for the winter at that point, because there's no way to really get up there unless the snow's off the roof, because in order for me to do that, I got to get up on the roof and then put a 6-foot ladder across the peak in order to get up the 10-foot mast that sits up at the center of the house where it's at. That's up there with a stainless steel bracket and L-bracket and hose clamps and a stainless steel ring that holds everything up in place, and that's been up there. I check it every couple of years, or kind of look at it every time I'm up there, but that's been up there since 2005, so it's going on 20 years that antenna's been up there, but it's still working well. I pull the ends down and check the wire occasionally. That's still good. It's not even cracked or frayed yet, so I just replace the ropes at the end as needed as they start to deteriorate with the weather, but I keep saying I'm going to get a new one, but this one keeps checking out okay and keeps working well, so don't fix what's not broken, I guess. This is KC8YVF for the Savara Net. Do I have any additional check-ins, comments, or rechecks for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, and have a good week, everyone.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.